Listing Part A. You hear a nurse talking to a patient called Mr. McDonald. For questions 1 to 12, complete the notes with a word or short phrase. You now have 30 seconds to look at the notes.
Hello, Mr. McDonald. I understand you're here to have a lump removed from your back, and the plan is to send you home later today.
Yes, that's right. The lump really needs to come off. It's more than a little annoying, and it can be quite painful too. It's near my waist and gets in the way of the waistband of my trousers. I'm not particularly worried about the surgery. They explained everything to me very clearly when I was at the assessment clinic, but I am concerned about how I'll go later on when I'm recovering. Did they tell you I have Parkinson's disease?
Yes, it's here in your notes from the clinic. But it doesn't say how long you've had it or anything about how it affects you.
Oh, I've had it a few years now. 5, I think. The walking is the worst. It's difficult to start moving, and I'm so slow. All I can do is shuffle to start with, and then my steps get shorter and shorter, and I get faster and faster. Sometimes I even fall over.
Right, I see.
I also sometimes get that freezing thing that happens. You know, where you're stuck in the one spot. Aching something, I think they call it.
Akinesia.
Yes, maybe. You'd know better than me. Anyway, it'll come on me when I least expect it, and always at the worst possible moment. I worked out that if I try and do more than the one thing at once, that almost always brings it on. I also get this terrible shaking in my hands, and it's hard to do some things because my arms are so stiff.
What activities are most difficult for you?
It sounds ridiculous, but it's mainly things like turning over in bed, reaching for a glass of water or a plate of food, getting up out of a chair and then turning around once I'm standing. That can be a challenge. I've learned a few tricks to help though, like having a good firm mattress and a high back chair with arms.
What about activities that need fine movement? How do you manage with those?
Well, tying my shoelaces is a real problem. And buttons. Doing those up is almost impossible. I like that material that sticks to itself. It's very handy. What's it called again? Velcro. That's it. Also, my handwriting is terrible. I've basically given up on it.
It sounds like you might benefit from seeing an occupational therapist.
Yes, maybe. I'll have to speak to my GP about a referral. One of the other main problems I've had during the past 12 months has been the cramps I get at night. They really ruin my sleep.
I understand your medication has been changed recently.
Yes, that's right. I said to the doctor they'd gone on for far too long, so she said I should try some different tablets. I've only been on them for a month or so, but I think they've really reduced.